we start off with bringing a group of people together that have like-minded ideas. They want to explore entrepreneurship, and entrepreneurship is all about a mindset. It's all about, what are you thinking? What do you think it is? Because there's no wrong answer.
Grow Hayes is preparing for another Think Like an Entrepreneur Ice House series in September. Director of Business Development and Special Projects James Robin, along with facilitator Chris Munch, stopped by to share the details on this episode of the Post Podcast.
We're happy to announce that we're having another Ice House Think Like an Entrepreneur class. It's starting here in about 4 weeks on September 20th. It's an 8-week long course, but it teaches how to, the power of choice and how to go through an entrepreneurship kind of lessons, and really gives us critical thinking skills. And I'll kind of let Chris maybe talk a little bit more about what the program is, but we're just excited to launch this program again. We did it last year. We've done it a few years now, but we had a really good showing last year and just a lot of positive people in the same room. So if you're thinking about being an entrepreneur or starting your own business, or just want to get in a room with like-minded people, within the business world, and it's a good thing to go to get involved in and see where the space and the connections that you make will take you. It's like I said, it's 8-week course starting on September 20th, running through November 8th. It's at 6:00 in the evening. We run for a couple hours. We provide a dinner, and then
a good dinner. By
a
the
good
way.
Dinner. A yeah. Good,
this isn't just Cheetos and a Diet Pepsi. This is good stuff.
Yeah, we usually get like Hickox or the Rose Garden or somebody like that to cater in a meal. There's beverages that we provide. That way everybody kind of relaxes a little bit. But I'll let Chris talk about a little bit about Ice House and maybe what was important for him to go through the class, and then also why he became a facilitator for it.
Absolutely. I knew I did it. What did we do? 3 years ago, maybe 4 years ago, the Ice House. I knew the first night after we walked out of there, I'm like, I want to be a facilitator. It's what I've been living, I think, for 40, 50 years. I my mom actually told me the other day, she said, I think you were 7 or 8 years old and you came up with the idea to go paint the grandstands at the Ness City Fairgrounds. And it's like, and it's been that way ever since. I love the idea of entrepreneurship. I'm a serial business starter. I'm not a serial business manager, but I love the idea of what Ice House brings. I've not read a lot of books in my life, but the Ice House book, I got started on it and couldn't stop. It is 8 weeks, and I think a lot of people will get into this and I did the same thing. It's 8 weeks long, so it's 8 commitments, 8 Wednesday nights. But I'm telling you, the food is good. we start off with bringing a group of people together that have like-minded ideas. They want to explore entrepreneurship, and entrepreneurship is all about a mindset. It's all about, what are you thinking? What do you think it is? Because there's no wrong answer for what an entrepreneur is. And we just go through those. We go through some different phases of it, and it starts off with the power of choice. And I'll be honest with you, this is as much about life as it is about entrepreneurship, because at 2:00 in the morning last night, my wife and I were out doing a water loss, and that's business, but that's also a life choice that we've made to go out and do this kind of work, 24 hours, 7 days a week. And I don't think she was near as excited as I was.
I bet.
but it starts there, a power of choice and opportunities. I think Robert Riedel said it best at one of our last sessions. You know, there is opportunity 50 feet from every front door. It is everywhere. But how do you turn that opportunity into a real idea and make it and make it feasible? Because the whole goal is to make it money, right? I mean, the whole idea of entrepreneurship. We love what we do, but I'll tell you what, 2:00 last night, I want to make sure I'm making money at this. But I think that's a super important part of getting people together that think alike. The other cool part of this is where I love bringing in guest speakers every single night. I think the first night is the only night I don't bring in a guest speaker, because I just kind of want us all to kind of get together and talk and see who we are. But I think the every night after that, we bring in a guest speaker, local entrepreneurs. They get to come in and share their story and their struggles and their successes. And I think you'll be surprised by you see the typical person that's out running a business, and you think to yourself, gosh, they are so successful. But they get a chance to share the story of what it took to get to that success. And some people that look successful are still struggling. Because I think a true entrepreneur is always working to make something better. And so they never look at it from the standpoint of being successful. They always look at it from, what can I do more of?
Yeah, to that point, that's one of the things that I thought was really fascinating about this project was listening to those failures. It was like, how did this not work? I didn't give up. I kept going. And now I am where I am. Because I think it's real easy to fall into that trap of, oh, sure, that guy's smarter than me, better looking than me. You know, he had the right opportunities. But a lot of times, it's not any of that. It's just the tenacity of being an entrepreneur.
You can't give up. I mean, you gotta dig down deep in your gut when, you know, when your friends are headed off to the lake and they get the weekend off or the evening off. Or, you know, when I left Fort Hays, I've told myself over the last 2 years, I'm on my second year from leaving what everybody said was a super good job to go out on my own and struggle. And that's what we're doing, is struggling and building and trying to create something. I think that it's those dark times. You know, you hear stories and you hear things about people not giving up. And, you know, a long distance runner goes and runs miles out in nowhere, and then they come, you know, the finish line's at a stadium where everybody's there clapping. And it's that struggle all the way to get there. And you're never guaranteed an applause at the end. These are true stories. We're driving home last night. I looked over my wife and I go, hey, we just did that. And someday, hopefully we can sell this and make some money at this business and do another one. And she's like, yeah, first of all, no, we're not doing another one. And second of all, she said, hopefully sell this to make money. And that is really what it is. It's a hope. There's no guarantees. But when you can bring that group of people together, and create that network, reaching out. I still reach out to people that are in our, first Ice House class, and chew on the fat, I always call it, with them when you're struggling and about to give up. So it's worth it. And guys, you get to spend 8 weeks with me. I mean, there's what it's all about, isn't it?
No, to that point, though, I also, you know, that's one of the things that I found over the last few years that was really kind of surprising to me. It's how willing all of the, well, I shouldn't say all, but most entrepreneurs here in Ellis County are willing to help out. You give them a call and you say, I've got this problem, or I want to talk about this. And they're always happy to discuss it and tell you exactly what they did, what worked for them, what didn't work, and kind of just help everybody grow Ellis County.
Yeah, you have to learn to decipher information, you know, and being an entrepreneur is about knowledge and gathering knowledge, but then you have to be able to decipher through that and figure out what fits me, what doesn't fit me, right? You're a different individual than I, we're all different people, but you need to gather that information from people. I've got Dan Hess's number in my phone. I got a lot of entrepreneurs' numbers in my phone that I may not reach out often, but when I want to, I can reach out to them and say, hey, what about this or this? And they can give you that information, but then it's up to you to decipher, how does that fit into my business? And here's the other thing. This is not just for entrepreneurs, right? I mean, if you have any interest in growing yourself as a person and you're working at somewhere else, I think it's just as important to understand the entrepreneur you're working for. Right? Because we all work for somebody that started something. Everything we're doing was started by somebody. This radio station was started by somebody. And how are they thinking and managing, and what ideas can you bring to the table, right? Because the best ideas I've ever found are the ones that bubble up from the bottom. And how do you gather that idea and take it up the ladder to make it fruition? Right. So we're all entrepreneurs in some form or fashion. It doesn't just take a business.
Yeah, and I wonder if, James, maybe you want to talk a little bit about, Doug and I over the years have talked a lot about how important entrepreneurship is and that organic growth. And I think it's really, really cool and kind of pertinent that you guys continue to develop these things here at Grow Haze.
Well, it's, I mean, the short answer is, yeah, this program has probably led to the launching of, I mean, just in the last year, two or three businesses. The step that person came in Ice House, they had been thinking about this, and by the end of it, they're jumping into a business plan and taking out a loan and buying a business or buying a succession plan, starting their own thing. There's two that we had last year that did this, and that's what they did. So yeah, just programs like this that is the tipping point. That, well, I'm interested in this, and maybe I'll do this little thing, and if I like it, then I'll keep going. And once you get in this room, it's not only, you know, 30, 40 year old people. There's retirees that are in there. There's high school kids that were in there last year. And maybe they're not ready to pull a trigger and start a business today, but they're thinking about it. And there's a couple high school kids that was in there last year, and they soaked up every word Chris said. And you could just see the wheels turning, and he would ask them a question. And then maybe they couldn't answer that week. And then they thought about it all week, and they came back and answered it, you know, the next week. And that's what's really, really nice about this program is that it's all walks of life, everybody from anywhere, all different ideas. You come into it not knowing anybody, and you leave with 15 mentors. And that's one thing that I didn't understand going into it last year was that, you know, here's Chris and he's successful, but he might be my mentor for something, but there's 15 other mentors that people that he thinks is his mentor going through. And that's what he's talking about. This network of entrepreneurship is everybody's out there helping you. Cause when you need help, you need to reach out to someone that's been through it before, or someone's reaching out to you saying, can you help me out? And this is just a connection, a networking and a launching point for those that could be thinking about it, or those that want to better themselves and go through this class and make the connections and think maybe one day I'll do something.
Excellent. Well, gentlemen, we're out of time. We got to get over, but I want to give you an opportunity real quick to, again, share the details on this and how can people sign up if they're interested in being a part of this?
So, yeah, it's going to be from September 20th through November 8th, from 6 to 8:30. It is $150 for adults to sign up, $75 for students, an early bird special through September 8th. It'll be $100 for them. You can sign up on our website. We'll having a post on Haze Post come out soon with a link, and we'll have flyers around town and stuff like that. So just check out Grow Haze Facebook page to look for it, or should be a post on Haze Post.